the topic of this week's show. In, I would say, like, February 4th, 1948. 48 was a good year. Because certainly certain singers were born in 48, like Ozzy Osbourne,
mm-hmm.
Robert Plant, mm-hmm. Steven Tyler, and this gentleman, Vincent Damon Fernier, also
Who's
known
that?
As
Wait,
Alice
like a name.
Fucking Cooper, no less.
Oh!
So Alice Cooper is our main topic. And he's been rather popular in our group of friends, including me, for avatars on Twitter lately. And I thought, hey, why don't we talk about that guy?
And you gotta make sure who you're talking to, because the Twitters are all Alice Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was the funny thing, was that the Twitter challenge yesterday, Stu couldn't do the show, so the Twitter challenge was, why is he missing out on the show? Is like, what reason? And I had tweeted a really great reason about him henching himself into another dimension, and Stu reads it out loud to me and says it was Matt's answer, and I'm like, could you say that again? And he's like, I said, no, that's my answer, honey. And it's like, baby, that's my answer. Because, well, I can't tell. There's all these Alice Coopers. I don't know which one to. I'm like,
you know, the thing is, I just about changed mine. I'm just like, oh, I should have.
Go for it. Mine's the awesome. Mine's drawn.
Yeah, I like yours.
Matt
that's
Melzer. Yeah, Matt and Mel's are actual photos. But, so yeah, Alice Cooper.
I like these.
I love Alice Cooper. It's funny because, like, growing up in the 70s, I'd probably say his music was best then. I hate to say that about artists. Certainly has done a load of shit since that I love, but I was sadly unaware of him growing up. I knew about him, I just didn't know his music, you know, so much. Outside of, like, the obvious stuff like School's Out and, you know, Welcome to My Nightmare. But there was the epicness of his Muppet Show appearance.
God, that is, like, the best Muppet Show.
That is my favorite Muppet Show, hands down.
Oh,
hands
easily. Down.
Mm-hmm. And he did Welcome to My Nightmare. Whoever thought to do that is, like, a genius, you know. And the fact that Alice Cooper did it and understood the spirit in which the show was presented and went with it and had fun is awesome. If you guys have never seen Alice Cooper on The Muppet Show, you can certainly see it. She's all out on DVD now. It might even be on YouTube or something.
I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube because, yeah, like I said, that clip is awesome. Yeah, like you said, Alice Cooper, he just seems like a fun guy. He just wants to have fun. He doesn't want to step on anyone's toes. He just enjoys life, you know?
Well, that's him now, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, with The Muppet Show, it was awesome. Mm. Love it.
So that's the thing. If you ever see Alice Cooper in an interview, he has the reputation of being one of the nicest guys ever. Everybody raves about him when they speak about him. He's also got a brilliant sense of humor. He's very funny. He actually was on the season opener of this new season of Top Gear in the UK.
Oh, cool.
Great fun on that. He didn't do so well as Speed on the Celebrity in a convenient, or what is it called? Something priced car. I forget what it's called. Anyway, but yeah, he is the godfather of theatrical rock. Truly, I mean, he was well before he was doing it before Kiss. You know, he was, whether they would want to admit it or not. But he came up with this alter ego of Alice Cooper and puts. And then this is one that I need to see live before I die because his shows are legendary. You know, there are beheadings and snakes and monsters and everything. It's a horror show on stage, and he's obviously a huge horror fan. Of course, he's been in one of my favorite movies by my favorite filmmaker. He's in Prince of Darkness briefly as a homeless guy who kills somebody with a bike. It's really awesome.
Oh,
what was that? It's Prince of Darkness, Steven, or John Carpenter's.
Remember that. That movie creeped me out.
The
dripping water. That's
yeah.
That creeped me out. I'm like, out of all the things in that show, the dripping water is the thing that creeped me out.
It's funny that you're not the only. Like, I know so many people that have said that about Prince of Darkness, like, because the water, the way they shoot it, there's several instances. It's not just when it initially shoots out of the, that spinning thing. It's also like when the woman gets we're speaking vaguely, but you know, yeah, there's something about, it's a simple effect, but when you see it, it's well done because they did it simply, and it just throws you off because it's the simplest thing of water flowing in a direction that it shouldn't do because of gravity. Yeah, sometimes the simplest things are the creepiest because you just, you know that's not possible and yet it's happening. But yeah, Alice Cooper's in that. He's also a big horror fan, which is surprising. I know I've seen him in things. He'll be included in things where it's like discussing horror films, like documentaries about them and stuff, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact he loves the Evil Dead movies. God, I loved watching Evil Dead with him. That'd be so much fun. But going back to the music,
what was the first thing you remember listening to?
Well, I know, I'm sure the first stuff I heard was probably School's Out and 18. I'm 18. Those are the two that were the sort of biggest in the 70s. I remember sort of always being aware of those, but it wasn't until I got a little bit older and into my teens when I started listening to his backlog. And I mean, the Billion Dollar Babies album was probably the first one where I was like, oh shit. He truly had, I've said this to friends before, and it's like, I think he might have had the best band of the 70s. Like, his band in the 70s, the guys he had played with were so perfect, and he had people like Bob Ezrin producing his stuff and everything, and it was just like, it was like all the planets aligning, like everything was perfect for a lot of those albums. And like, oh god, there's so many great songs from that era. There's also, there's a song he's got called Department of Youth, and it's a great song, and it's got a bit of a child chorus on there, and it's really funny because like if you listen to it, at the end, you have these kids saying, "We're the Department of Youth." And like, he'll say things like, and they'll say, "We got the power," and he says like, "And who gave it to you?" Like, or he'll say stuff and they'll answer back. And at one point, it's in the fade out at the end of the song. Excuse me. And you hear him say, they're saying, "We've got the power," and he says, "And who gave it to you?" And they go, "Donny Osmond." And you hear him go, "What?" And I wonder if that was staged or if it was something that maybe Bob Ezrin, who is a bit of a practical joker, might have gotten to say that without Al knowing, and that that was his actual reaction to them saying Donny Osmond.
Oh, buddy.
It's really funny, and I love that it's, when you listen to the song, you can hear it very clearly. You just have to crank up the...
I have to go back and listen to that.
Yes, Department of Youth is one of my favorite Alice Cooper songs. It's a great song, but I mean... That's just, it's so, like, Alice Cooper, I just think, like, I didn't know until the 80s that he had such a massive drinking problem back in the day, and he really did, and he talks about it very honestly and openly, but he's been, not drinking for many, many years. I think he's sublimated it with golf, but just, he always looked like he was always having fun, so I was just like, wow, granted, the show was dark in the sense that it is, but it was more gallows humor than really seriously dark, it's not like, I think it's more like old school horror rather than like a seriously scary thing, his show. I think it's just meant to be fun rather than scary, if you will.
I think it looks awesome.
Yeah, and I just, he always just struck me as being someone that he would just be so much fun to hang out with,
unless you're in Wayne's World and that he knows a lot about history.
That is
awesome. Oh.
Hey. Did you know Milwaukee was the first to elect a socialist mayor? Oh my god, that is so awesome. Does this guy know how to party or what? And they banned disgusted with him.
I love that part in Wayne's World. I love it.
He's really smart too. I wouldn't doubt him stuff like
the
that.
The thing is, I can believe that he actually knows that. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot all about that.
Oh, I love... Oh, it's one of my favorite parts of Wayne's
World. Even Trick or Treat as well. He and that movie, I gotta look and see.
Man, I haven't seen that one in years.
Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I think... Oh. Is it? Let's go check it out. I'm looking now.
I'm looking now. Oh,
Not showing
on here. Good grief. He's got quite a...
He's got tons of appearances.
Diary of the Mad Housewife movie from 1970.
You know what? Oh, he was also the horrible, horrible Sergeant Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band. The ones that the Bee Gees did.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, he is.
Being a Beatles fan, I can even muster that. That one, even with the music and stuff. But
I don't see that he was in. I could have sworn he was. I know. Oh, it was Gene Simmons and Ozzy Osbourne that were in Trick or Treat. I was thinking for some reason that he was in. I think it's some of his music is featured in it.
Yeah.
But, God, he's in Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare as Mr. Yep. Underwood.
Yep. Freddy's daddy. And he's got tons. Well,
oh, he plays Freddy's dad? Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a little bit of film history.
Wow.
But you look at the kid. I mean, just in his SAG stuff here, he's been on the 70s show, he's been in Scream, he was in Butthead, Encino Man. He's just like, wow.
Well, I'm not seeing that stuff on this page I'm looking on.
Oh,
he was Encino Man?
He was a part of the soundtrack.
Oh, okay, okay. Sorry. Okay. That's that you were confusing me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you said SAG stuff. I thought you meant Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah. Sorry.
Do they?
I was flipping through it here. Oopsie.
Did you get into SAG with music? I'm thinking probably not.
Yes, it's a Screen Actors Guild, but.
Sure. But anyway. His stuff from the 70s got, you know, it's funny, if people think he's heavy metal, he's not. I'll have to say that. As a diehard metal fan, he's not heavy metal. I never thought he was.
More hard rock.
I'd just say rock and roll, but yeah, I mean, it's just, he did do some stuff like that. I know he's got Clones, which is a little bit more, it's got an element to it that's a little bit more futuristic.
Now, have you been listening to his new stuff at all?
I haven't listened to new stuff in a while because I'm so unaware of new music in general that now is even extended to artists that I like.
Along Came a Spider is not a bad album. Again, it's not his greatest, but out of his new stuff in this decade, you know, 2000s on, it's probably my favorite. It feels like old school. Some of the songs, I'd say, like a good half, if not a little bit more. So, I recommend that one.
Cool.
It got bad reviews by people, but I enjoy it. So, because the first time I was introduced to Alice Cooper, it's the MTV era, and Trash was the album that was the first thing I was introduced to. And so that's when I got, you know, went back and listened to his older stuff because I'm like, hey, I like this guy. So
I think Trash was one that, that was a big one for him because it had Poison on it, which is, that might be probably maybe the, I wouldn't be surprised if it was like his highest charting single or one of the most, it's a hell of a fucking song. Of course, Desmond Child co-wrote it.
Still listen
it's
to it.
Really catchy. Yeah, it's really, really great song. It's also got Bed of Nails on there, which is a great song. Only My Heart Talking. Oh God, I forgot about that with him and Steven Tyler. That's really good too. Yeah, that's a good one. It's a hell of an album, and I could see why a lot of people got into him on that one. Definitely. I can remember getting Constrictor when it was new. It's got Teenage Frankenstein on it. He's back to Man Behind the Mask, which was used in a Friday the 13th movie. So there's a whole tie-in with that. I would have to say, if you're not into Alice's stuff and you want to check stuff out, like, great, 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 like, this is, it's a compilation albums, I think, are a great way to get into bands, because you kind of get to pick it, you get stuff from all the eras, if it's a well-done compilation album. There's one called Mascara and Monsters. It's absolutely fucking amazing. It has all my favorite Alice Cooper songs on there, including Department of Youth that I was talking about, and Muscle of Love, which I wonder what he's talking about. He sings it in the song. It's about his heart, of course. Of course. Somehow
it's I actually have the compilation one that's called Classics. Well, it's like Classics, but it's spelled with K. So that one's actually a pretty good one, too.
Mascara and Monsters has, it's my two favorite Alice Cooper songs, and I'm drawing a blank. No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Oh, I love that one. How could you not like that song?
That is one of the... Exactly. I don't know how you...
That is great. A staple in music history.
Love it. Oh, God. I love that song.
I actually don't mind the remake of it.
Oh, the one that Megadeth did?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, Megadeth redid it, I think, specifically for the Shocker movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I never cared for their version. It's not bad, but it's not the original either, so...
That's true.
Gosh dang it, it's not the original.
What would you say your absolute favorite song of yours is?
I'm trying to think.
I know, I'm looking through his list here, and I'm like, oh, that's such a good one. Oh, wait, that's a good one, too.
What I say are my two favorites are No More Mr. Nice Guy and Be My Lover, which is, that's on Mascara and Monsters. It was originally from his Killer album. It's one of my favorites. Some other ones, too, are... Only Women Bleed, I love that. Department of Youth, How You Gonna See Me Now, Clones, Muscle of Love. It's the more you delve into his stuff, the better it gets, I have to say. It gets, like, Only Women Bleed, I think, was a huge surprise. He had such a reputation in the 70s, especially after that incident. There was a whole incident. One of the most infamous things attached to him was he was playing this concert, and... It's a classic story, but if you guys don't know it, somebody throws it. There's a chicken on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, like he said, he grew up in Detroit. He's lived in Arizona for many years now, but he was originally born and raised in Detroit. He didn't know chickens couldn't fly. He flung it out into the audience, and they literally tore it to pieces and flung it back at them.
Oh.
So the next day, which is terrible, but the next day, like, all the press was like, Alice Cooper kills chickens on stage, and, blah, 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 and it, like, grew from there.
I remember that.
Like, he kills puppies on stage and shit like that growing up. I'm like, whatever. Which was another reason why him doing the Muppets was so awesome. Then he did Only Women Bleed, which it's a song about a woman who gets... It's like specifically, I mean, it's kind of generalized, but it's specifically talking about a woman who is being abused by her husband. And, you know, it's Only Women Bleed is not just talking about menstrual cycles. It's actually quite serious. It's a beautiful song, but it's also kind of serious in that it is about the... And that song... I don't think NOW still exists, but at the time in the 70s was a big thing, the National Organization of Women, because the women's rights movement was really firing up, you know, in the late 60s and the early 70s. They actually gave Alice Cooper, like, an award for that song.
I didn't know that.
Because it, you know, it just pointed up the, you know, problem of women in abusive relationships and women being abused in domestic violence and stuff. So he got some sort of citation or award or something like that for it. And so that was really cool because not a lot of musicians of, you know, none of his peers were getting that kind of thing, you know, or writing songs like that, you know. Admittedly, when you look at what Kiss was writing at the time, they were just looking to get their dicks wet, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite band, but there's no way around it. Their songs are pretty much about sex. And, you know, then you have Alice Cooper writing some of his stuff. He touches on a lot of different things in his song. That's the cool thing, too. Like, he's got Teenage Lament 74, which is, you know, like, I love that song because he says, you know, I cut my hair weird because I read it. He says something like, I cut my hair weird because it was, he read it was cool or something, and it's, I look like a rooster that was drowned and raised again, you know, like, it's like, he touches on a lot of different stuff. How You Gonna See Me Now is kind of like, I always thought, the impression I got on that was that, you know, he toured a lot, and I know it put a strain on his marriage, and
now he's just been married twice, hasn't he?
I think so, but I know this was like, whatever relationship he was in, it was kind of like, he was worried, like he says, how are you going to see me now, you know, like, has things changed because I've been gone so long, you know, and when I get back, how are things going to be, you know, there's a lot of, his lyrics were never really the usual, oh, let's, you know, let's have sex, or let's have the, Hello Hooray and Generation Landslide and Elected are all politically sort of based songs. He just had he's a brilliant lyricist, I think. He covers a lot of
topics. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and he's also, but some songs are a lot more fun, like I Love the Dead. That's one of my favorite Alice Cooper songs.
See, the one that I was going to talk about though is Feed My Frankenstein. That's one that I have a love-hate relationship with, because I do like it, but they always overplay it, especially around Halloween time. You know,
did they overplay it outside of Halloween though?
Oh no, where was I? It was somewhere, and I'm just like, and they just kept playing it. I'm like, I don't even know what the theme was, but it's just like, okay, I really do like this song, but not 4, 5, 10 times in a row. I don't know what they were doing. I think it was some kind of radio show. It's just like ridiculous. So
yeah, that's, I mean, I don't really hear it much anywhere, so I enjoy the song, but I Love the Dead is always like, I go call that like my Halloween song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he says stuff like, I love the dead before they're cold. Doing flesh for me to hold, cadaver eyes upon me see nothing. You know, and he says, I never even knew your now rotting face. While friends and lovers mourn your silly grave, I have other uses for you. It sounds almost like it's like a necrophiliac. It sounds really bad, but when you hear the song, you can't take it seriously. Like, it's just, it's not straight out silly either, but it's a great fucking song. It's kind of, some of his stuff is almost sort of, it's very what's the word I want, not operatic but theatrical, I guess I'll say, like, you know, like there's kind of a story there. It's almost like part of a, you know, it's almost like a Meatloaf song, like where there's,
yeah,
a, you know, it's very theatrical in that sense and everything, but I Love the Dead. It's a good song. And you have things like Cold Ethel. That's fun too.
I don't know.
Cold Ethel was that one song too. But that one is, I think it's got a similar feel to I Love the Dead, basically. Trying to find, I can't think offhand what track it's on, and I'm being attacked by gnats.
Oh no!
Freaking, why do they fly right at your face? I don't get that. Bastards. I can't think of how cold that song is still working, but is there any, what's like your favorite?
I know this song sounds idiotic, that I like this one so much, but it brings back very good memories. Hey Stupid.
Oh, I don't think that's
like, a lot of people judge me because of that. They're like, that's a stupid song to play. I'm like, it's in the title, give me a break. Come on. No, it's a fun song. It brings back good memories, you know, cruising in my car with some old friends, and we just jammed out to it. It was just a lot of fun. I would say that's probably one of my favorites. Like I said, I like Poison because that's the first song that ever really that introduced me to Alice Cooper. Mm-hmm. So. But like you said, Only Women Bleed, love that one too.
That's a great song.
Of course, the classic School's Out. Everyone can sing to that one. That's what makes that one fun. Everyone will know, well, basically knows the chorus. It's fun, you know.
It's a good last day of school.
Yeah. So. I mean, he just has a lot of fun songs. It just brings back some good memories of me and my friends. Oh, I'm getting sappy.
Oh, don't get sappy. I should know. Cold F is Unwelcome to My Nightmare. I thought it was, but I didn't want to speak out of turn. But it's on that one. Hate Stupid. You know, I have to say, the funny thing, like you said, you have a love-hate with Be My Frankenstein. I had a love-hate relationship with Poison for years because it was so huge, and I suddenly knew, like suddenly everyone I knew loved Alice Cooper. I'm like, you fuckers, he's been around for fucking ever. Now, I can understand younger people where that was their introduction to him. That's different. I'm talking about people that were my age that knew that he'd been around forever, but then suddenly decided they were a huge fan just because he had this big hit. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of drives me nuts. And that was the only thing you ever heard about Alice Cooper for a long time, too. So it was kind of like, to me, it just felt like he was sort of defined by that song for a long time. And I was like, you know, he's got a lot of... I just got sick of it, too, I think, for a while. But then when I got that Mascara and Monsters compilation a number of years back, when I got that CD, I fell back in love with that song. It's like, because I hadn't heard it in a while.
I need to get that compilation.
It is a really, really good one. It's just... great collection. It's got like all my favorites on there. I do love that collection. So I think it's a good introduction to his stuff too. Got Under My Wheels on there, which is a great one, and Guns N' Roses covered that.
Oh yeah, it's like, why did that sound familiar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Telephone is ringing. You got me on the run.
Well, okay, so what would you say your favorite appearance on screen of him would be?
Oh, it would have to be the Muppets show. It would have to be. It's closely followed by that Prince of Darkness cameo in, you know, John Carpenter's movie. But the fact that John Carpenter and Alice Cooper have worked together kind of blows my mind. And they're like friends. I'm just like, that's so awesome. It's going to make my head explode. What about you?
Muppets, of course.
Yeah,
it has to be the way.
I haven't seen it in so long. I really need to watch it again. Because I've been meaning to watch the Muppets in general since it came out on DVD. And it's like,
Muppets are awesome.
They are. Oh, that's, hey, there's a topic for the show sometime.
Mm-hmm. There we go. We're always thinking of, something. You know, like, we should remember that one.
I know. Yeah. Now the task is, do we remember it or not? Hey, Nicole, didn't we think of something on the? Wait, we can just go listen to the show! Yay! Aww.
Yeah, there we go. I loved him in the Wayne's World thing, though. Oh, it was so funny.
That was a good one. That was a nice surprise. I remember the band that he had at the time, that was a really good band, too. And one of the guys, Pete Friesen, who... I don't know if that was his real last name, but I remember because there's like a couple of quick shots of his band. Like, I know, like, when he says, this is kind of at a party or what, there's that quick reaction shot of two of the guys in his band. It was like Pete Friesen and, oh, I forget the other guy's name, Steph Burns, I think. Mm-hmm. But Pete was just so cute. I was just like, oh, he's in the movie. He was a bit of a hottie. So. And of course, Alice Cooper is like, I always call him Al. It's so funny, like I fucking know him.
Her buddies should go way back.
Yeah, go way back. I go out golfing with him every other week. But that's the thing, he is a huge golfer now.
See, that's what I was going to say. The biggest surprise for me was when I was scrolling through the TV and, you know, they have those infomercials and I'm like, back up here. Is that just Alice Cooper promoting a putter or something like that? And it's just like, oh my gosh, that is Alice Cooper doing an infomercial for golf. And I thought it was like a skit or something, like for like Saturday Night Live or something. And I'm like, this is a real infomercial. Did I just wake up from something?
You know how long ago that was?
It was a long time ago.
Like 10 years, 20 years, how long?
Oh.
Were you?
It was probably nearly 15 years ago.
See, now, I knew he was golfing from probably about the mid-80s in there, so it's been about 25 years.
See, I didn't know that until I saw the infomercial.
Well, the reason I did is because, you know, I was collecting all those rock magazines, and, like, all those guys got into golf. Like, Tommy Lee and Vince Neil were huge golfers. Mm-hmm. Bobby Blotzer from Rat was really into it. all these guys, I think even some of the guys in Maiden, I know some of the guys in Maiden love, they play football or soccer, but I know they love tennis too, but I think some of those guys were golfing. It was like all these rockers were golfing, and you would have in like Metal Edge magazine these candid photos of them golfing and shit together. It was hilarious. And they would always do, the TJ Martell Foundation was a foundation, I hope that still exists, that they do events all through the year, every year, to raise money for children's cancer research. And they used to have golfing, celebrity golfing things, and these rockers were always, and I think they would do it like in pairs and stuff. They'd get paired up, and they were like super competitive. It was always so funny, and it was just, I just got used to seeing them all golfing all the time. It
was, I guess, so that was one part that I've never been a big golfer.
Well, if you weren't specifically paying attention to those magazines, you wouldn't know. Plus, you were a bit younger too. So, but I know when the Golf Channel started, like, I thought, the Golf Channel, they're making a fucking Golf Channel? Are you serious? And I had it. I think I still do. I remember flipping through the channels. Like, I'm flipping through the channels and past the Golf Channel. He's like, 5 times out of 10, I see him on it. It's hilarious. So I kind of love that he golfs. I think it's great that he's got. I always think it's good to have when you do one thing. It's nice to have another passion. I think it's good to have something to balance out. Yeah, and you know, he's not going to be able to tour forever. Although the rate he's going, I think he's going to be around for quite a while yet. I have a hard time believing he's in his 60s. He just doesn't seem like it when you see him in interviews and stuff. I know, he just doesn't seem like he would be in his 60s. He also has a restaurant in Phoenix. He's like a co-owner of a restaurant in Phoenix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's, God, what is it called? See if I can find it out. I just know that, did you ever see, you know who Tony Bourdain is? He's a chef. And he does a show on the Travel Channel.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do.
Reservations.
Yeah.
And he went to the restaurant one time on one of the episodes. And Alice Cooper was on there with him. And they have this thing, like, Alice is also, I think, he's like a really big baseball fan, I think. And they have like a hot dog there. It's like this big foot long thing, and it's like he co-owns the restaurant, I want to say, with I'm trying to see if I can find out. He co-owns, I think, with a baseball player, but I can't. Here we go.
We need to have Amy go check it out and do a review on it.
Yeah, definitely. And I can't think of the baseball player's name, but it's Randy something or other, and he's kind of a big guy, tall guy, not big, but tall but thin. But it's like the hot dog is named after that guy. It's like his so-and-so's foot, thing like that. And when you order it, it's this whole thing. They have these flashing lights and music and like noises going off. It's just like the big deal if you order it. And it's all,
oh, cool,
your fucking cheek, like funny. Just, he's like, you know, how can we not have this hot dog and call it this? I remember Alice Cooper saying that on the show. Like, it's like his big unit or something like that. I wish I could remember.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, that would be funny. Amy, go over to this restaurant and order.
She's probably heard of it, I'm sure.
Oh, pretty sure we'll have to ask her next time we talk.
Maybe this has been, you know, and I'm assuming it's still open. Oh, it's bugging me that I can't find it on like his Wikipedia page. But yeah, he's definitely got a restaurant in Pahonix, as I like to say.
Pahonix.
So he's branched out, and I think I even heard something that there's several rockers that I've heard have their own barbecue sauces, like Joe Perry.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Alice got it.
I think. No, he has his own vodka.
Oh, that sounds more like.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called Alice Cooper's Town. I should have known because it's baseball themed.
Oh, well.
Isn't that clever? Cooper's Town is the Baseball Hall of Fame, and it's Alice Cooper's Town.
That's cool.
Oh, it's a clever name. Here it is. I've got the website, alicecooperstown.com. Yeah, so it's in Phoenix, in Pahonix, and I'm sorry, I have to say it that way. That damn FedEx commercial ruined me.
I know. I love that. You guys haven't seen that commercial. First time I think it was a Super Bowl ad, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think so, probably.
AliceCooperTown.com?
Yeah. Alice Cooper's Town, yeah.
Cooper's Town.
Oh, they named a sandwich after Anthony Bourdain. It's Anthony Bourdain's Hot Pastrami.
I so want
the big Cuban hot dog. More meat than you could eat. A full pound, 22-inch Vienna beef hot dog served on a whole baguette roll. It's $14 for a fucking
Holy
hot dog.
Hannah. Best hot dog I've ever had.
That better be some good wiener, baby. For $14. I thought it was named after the guy, but maybe not. Because maybe that guy's not co-owner on it anymore. But
I so want to go here.
I know, and it's like, Alice better be here if we go.
We need to do a random sandwich tour.
Megan Beth Meatloaf? Oh my god. Sammy Hagar's Green Chili Burro? Mama Cooper's Tuna Casserole? You never see tuna casserole on a menu. Marge Simpson's Maniac Mac and Cheese?
I've gotta have that.
No more Mr. Nice Guy Chipotle Chicken Pasta. Holy shit. The Shack Attack Burger. Oh my god.
This looks awesome.
How do you get a sandwich named after you there? I want one. Tommy Lee's Valley Burger. Magic Johnson's Shroomer Burger. Bo Diddley's Blues Burger.
Bruce Lee's Chicken Salad.
Vanna White Veggie Salad. Frank Zappa Zooks.
Lady Gaga's Hot Links.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Nightmare Nachos.
Vanna White Veggie Salad. Oh my gosh. Yes. Vanna White.
That's kind of scary.
It just seems so random. It's so good.
This is so epically awesome. Why didn't Cheryl Cooper's Veggie Quesadilla? Now Cheryl's his wife, I think.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Tony Lovers' St. Louis Ribs. Oh my god.
Myron Fry's Fish Fry.
Adam Richman's Bases Loaded Big Unit. Adam Richman's the guy that hosts that other Man vs. Food on the Travel
Channel. Yeah.
I don't have the Travel Channel anymore. It just disappeared. It kind of annoys me. Oh my god. Now see, the fact that we're laughing at a menu. Now that shows awesome
Alice. Nickelback's Rockstar Quesadilla. Because remember in the song Rockstar? Rockstar Quesadilla.
Oh my god, that's right! That's so awesome! Holy shit!
Ty's Cobb Salad. Ty Cobb.
Yep, I saw that.
Okay. Well... we've got to continue.
Wild combo.
You guys got to go check out this menu.
It's just AliceCooperstown.com. It is. Just click on the menu. It's fucking awesome. Now we need to go there.
Oh, we need to make a field trip.
Yes. We need a field
Send
trip
donations. So we can talk.
Just AliceCooperstown.
Was there anything else you want to say about Mr. Cooper?
No, I was going to say that covers all. He's just, the man is epic and awesome and wonderful in every way, shape, and form. So if you don't know his music, check it out.
Yeah. I'll be putting some songs on.
Good. I guarantee you'll find at least a handful of songs that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Man got this woman to take his seat. He got the power, yeah. She got the need. She spends her life through pleasing up her man. She feeds me dinner, oh, anything she can. She cries alone on the night too often. And I smoke and drink, I don't come home at all. Only with me. Only with me. Only with me. Only when the day.